Hello, and welcome to our Food is Medicine podcast, brought to you by patrickholford.com.
Hello, my name is Patrick Holford, and I would like to tell you about a revolution in our understanding of how to lose weight and feel great and also reverse diabetes and heart disease and most of today's common diseases. Because actually, there's one fundamental underlying cause to all of these problems, and that is losing blood sugar control. Wherever you go in the world these days, and I travel a lot as a lecturing nutritionist, I'll go to maybe 60 cities in a year, and it doesn't matter whether it's Asia or America or Europe or Africa. Wherever you go, obesity is widespread. That's a joke, by the way. It's widespread. Now, I mean, seriously, everywhere in the world, people are gaining weight at an alarming rate. Diabetes incidence is going through the roof. Breast cancer, prostate cancer, these are really growing very, very rapidly. And everyone talks about feeling tired and feeling stressed. And all of these factors are connected to something very, very simple. And that is that we no longer eat or live in a way that we are designed to eat. We basically are hunter-gatherers. And in essence, when your blood sugar goes low, you're meant to go hunting for food. And the food you eat should be fresh food. But nowadays, our food hunts us. So we don't do the exercise that's necessary to burn off food. And because we are human beings, we love sugar. We love sweet foods because we convert all sweet foods, be it fruits or bread or pasta or juices, into glucose. Glucose is what our bodies run off. So when you eat a carbohydrate food, your blood glucose goes up. Now, glucose is dangerous stuff. It's high-octane fuel. So the minute your blood sugar increases, the body produces a hormone called insulin. And what insulin does is it grabs the excess sugar. And if you consume more than you need, which is what happens in most cases, the excess is taken to the liver and converted into fat. So sugar turns into fat. One of the tremendous errors we've made in modern nutrition is to treat ourselves like an engine or a machine that needs calories. We are told the only way to lose weight is to eat less calories or burn off more through exercise. And since there are more energy units or calories in a gram of fat than there is in protein or carbohydrate, we've been told to eat less fat. So you end up on a low-fat, low-calorie diet. But you've still got to eat, because the fundamental is that if you're hungry, you're going to eat. So what do you eat? And the answer is that low-fat foods tend to be high in carbohydrate. So to just the same extent that we have reduced our calories from fat in the last 20 or so years, we've increased our intake of carbohydrate. And instead of weight coming down, which was the whole purpose of eating low-fat, actually weight has gone up. Because the principal driver of weight is turning excess carbohydrate into fat. That's the problem. It's a blood sugar problem. And after a while, when you eat carbs and your blood sugar goes high, and the body is producing insulin and more insulin and more insulin, you start to become resistant or insensitive to insulin. It doesn't work. So now, after a meal, you have to produce even more insulin. And most people don't realize that it's high insulin, just as much as high glucose, that damages the arteries, raises cholesterol, raises blood pressure, and so on. So yes, one of the major causes of high cholesterol is not eating fat or eating cholesterol. It's actually a knock-on effect of eating too many carbohydrates. Now, when you have too much insulin because you are insensitive to it, now you lose your blood sugar control. Your blood sugar goes up, and it takes much longer before it goes down. And eventually, when the insulin kicks in, the blood sugar goes down and down and down, goes very low. And now you're starving, because basically the principal driver of hunger is low blood sugar. Animals only hunt when their blood sugar is low. So when your blood sugar is low, you produce more adrenal hormones, which makes you more aggressive, more irritable, more stressed, more anxious, more panicky, and more hungry. And at that point, you are going to hunt for sugar. And in some cases, you hunt for caffeine. And of course, we've created that perfect sort of food heroine, so to speak, which is combining caffeine with carbohydrate. I'm talking here about a muffin and a croissant with a mochaccino, for example. And although you might not like to hear this, when you combine carbohydrate with caffeine, you get three times the increase in blood sugar because you become less sensitive to insulin. And then what happens is this excess glucose that the liver converts into fat is stored in the nearest place possible, which is around your belly. That's basically why we are gaining weight. So what's the solution? Well, I worked this out about 10 years ago. I'd spent a decade in the 80s and 90s promoting low GI diets. GI stands for glycemic index. And we'd started to measure how quickly the sugar in foods release and raise your blood sugar. These low GI diets were very popular, and they were quite successful, but they certainly weren't miraculous. And then along came the Atkins diet, and this radical concept that if you didn't eat carbohydrates but ate protein and fat, you'd lose weight. And it's true, it does work. Because it's only carbohydrate that affects your blood sugar. So it is true that if you eat protein and fat, you effectively stabilize your blood sugar, stabilize your hunger, and lose weight. The trouble is, it's really not good for you. All that protein taxes the kidneys, it's bad for the bones, and a very high meat and milk diet predicts a greater risk of cancer. And even though the idea of eating bacon and eggs for breakfast and losing weight is very attractive for some people for a few weeks, after a while, you know, you don't really want to eat that way. However, the trick is to eat a diet that doesn't cause your blood sugar to go up, and that's called a low glycemic load diet, a low GI diet, because then you don't need to produce lots of insulin. If you can get your insulin really working well, in other words, reverse insulin resistance, all the better. And by the way, chromium, the mineral chromium, really helps insulin to work. More on that in a minute. So there are two pieces to eating a low GL diet. On the one hand, you eat a bit more protein and a bit less carbohydrates. And on the other hand, you choose carbohydrates that have very slow-releasing sugars in them. So my low-GL diet, and now we have the low-GL diet cookbook as well, is based on three simple rules. One is you eat no more than 40 GLs to lose weight. In a minute, I'm going to tell you a number of stories of people who lose a stone, that's 14 pounds or 7 kilos, in a month. Because that's what happens if you really do this properly, with no hunger and a big increase in health and energy. For example, recently on British television, they took volunteers and put them on all the most popular diets like Atkins and Weight Watchers and mine. And the runner-up actually was on Weight Watchers, attending weekly support group meetings, and lost 9 pounds over the 6 weeks, which is, you know, a pound and a half a week, a bit less than a kilo. I mean, that's pretty acceptable. However, the winner was Julie, and she lost 19 pounds. So we're talking about 9 kilos in 6 weeks. And she also lost 8 inches off her belly. Because when you eat a low GL diet, where you lose weight, principally, where it starts, is off your belly. So how do you do this? There are three basic rules. You eat no more than 40 GLs a day. 60 if you want to maintain your weight, 40 to lose it. You always eat protein with carbohydrate, and you graze rather than gorge. Let me give an example. Let's say it's breakfast tomorrow morning, and you fancy some cereal. Now, cereal, maybe with some fruit, is carbohydrate. Where's the protein? Well, there's a little in milk, not much. Bit more in yogurt. If you ate soya milk, which is from a bean, any bean, nut, or seed is protein, that would be more protein. And if you put some seeds or nuts, maybe some walnuts or almonds or flax seeds, or my favorite actually is chia seeds, very high in protein, very nice taste, very high in omega-3, then you're increasing the protein content. So you always want protein with carbs. If you have a piece of toast with jam on it, it's like putting rocket fuel in a mini. You'll get a quick burst of energy, but it will not sustain you because you will not have a steady, even blood sugar. So having something like scrambled eggs on toast, you know, would be very, very good. You can actually experiment with this principle by eating a kippah. That is a smoked herring. Very good protein, very good omega-3s. With some oat cake biscuits, particularly Nairns, has a very, very low GL carbohydrate. And just do it as an experiment. And what you'll find is that you will not even think about food when it comes to your sort of mid-morning sugar low. So you'll even get to lunch and you won't be very hungry. Now, what does 10 GLs mean or look like? Let me give you an example. Let's say you go for cereal and fruit. Now, a rather rotund gentleman approached me the other day and he said, I'm gaining weight, I'm diabetic, but I'm following general healthy rules. What am I doing wrong? And I said, what do you eat for breakfast? And he said, oat muesli. Now, oats are good for you, he said. And he's quite right, because 10 GLs, 40 GLs a day, 10 GL for breakfast, 5 GL snack, 10 GL for lunch, 5 GL snack. So we've got 10 GLs for breakfast, and 5 GLs is 2 servings of oat flakes. It's also half a serving of cornflakes. So this guy was right. Eat the oat flakes, not the cornflakes. Porridge, for example, would be very good. But I said, does your muesli contain raisins? And he said, yes. Now, the average bowl of muesli has 60 raisins, and 10 raisins is 5 GLs. So 60 raisins is 30 GLs. And I then said, do you sweeten your muesli with anything? He said, yes, I have a whole banana. That's good for you, isn't it? Well, a third of a banana is 5 GLs, so a whole banana is 15 GLs. So he's actually done 45 GLs just on the breakfast. But as he rightly said, oats are good for you. Now, berries, cherries, plums have a very slow releasing sugar called xylose, spelt with an X. When you crystallize it, it's called xylitol. And you can buy this even in the supermarkets. And 9 teaspoons of xylitol has the same effect on your blood sugar as 1 teaspoon of sugar. So, for example, if you drink tea and have 2 teaspoons of sugar, and I could persuade you to have 1 and switch to xylitol, you've just cut your sugar load, your GL load, by 18 times. So if you had berries, strawberries perhaps, with oats, that is a totally different effect to eating cornflakes with banana. And in my book, you'll learn about which foods are good and which foods are not. If you had scrambled eggs on toast, for example, what sort of toast? And you've now got 10 GLs in a meal. Eggs is protein and fat, so there's no carbohydrate, so there's no GL score. And if you had 2 thin slices of a sourdough rye bread or a pumpernickel-style bread, or perhaps, again, those Nairns rough oat cakes, you can actually have 5 to 6 with your eggs, then that would be 10 GLs. So, 3 rules. Eat no more than 40 GLs to lose weight. Always eat protein with carbohydrate. So, for example, if you snack on an apple, does it satisfy you? Not really. But if you had some almonds or peanuts or pumpkin seeds, protein and carbs, the effect is very different. So always eat protein with carbs. Lunch, for example, might be fish with rice. Brown rice would be better than white. I don't know if you've ever eaten it, but there is a grain called quinoa, spelled Q-U-I-N-O-A. Quinoa boils like rice, only takes 15 minutes, very, very high protein, so you can have more of it. But you're always thinking protein with carbohydrate. The third golden rule is to graze rather than gorge. The worst thing you can do is wake up in the morning, look in the mirror, and go, oh my God, I'm too fat, and swear you'll never eat again. You're going to have to do something because your blood sugar is low. So maybe you have a strong coffee and that gets you going, but not for long. And then you pass an innocent-looking fluffy white croissant, which is 25 GLs, boring on its own. So you have 2 teaspoons of jam. That's another 10 GLs. So you just did 35 GLs and you haven't even got to 11 o'clock on the day that you swore you would never eat. So the third rule is to graze rather than gorge. Always eat breakfast, 10 GLs, then a 5 GL snack, then 10 GL lunch, then a 5 GL snack, 10 GL dinner, and then there's an extra 5 GLs for drinks and dessert. This means you could drink on Monday, have a dessert on Tuesday if you wish, have a drink and a dessert on Wednesday, and give it a break on Thursday. That's actually as hard as it gets. Now, when you really do this exactly, as it says in the book, with the recipes, amazing things happen. And I'd like to share with you the story of Eamon from Dublin. This is what happened for Eamon when he went on the low GL diet.
Hi, my name is Eamon, and 7 months ago I was grossly overweight and unfit, and I decided to pursue a healthier lifestyle, and as part of that I discovered the GL diet, the Patrick Holford GL diet. With the help of the diet and exercise, I have managed to lose 7 stone in 7 months. The way I feel now is just completely different, just transformed my life completely. I wake up fresh and looking forward to the day and full of energy. And as I say, a lot of this I put down to the GL diet, and I can't believe how easy it is to follow. And I never feel hungry on the diet, which is probably the most surprising thing I found with the diet. And as I say, I hope to continue a healthier lifestyle and use this diet as the foundation stone of that healthier lifestyle.
So Eamon lost in 7 months 7 stone. That's 98 pounds or 44 kilos. We have so many people contacting us now, telling us how weight has literally fallen off. In the case of Eamon, his blood pressure completely normalized. He no longer needs medication. So many health problems just fall away when you strictly follow a low GL diet. One of the key learnings, remember, it's 10 GLs in a meal. And if you're having lunch or dinner, the way to visualize it is to split your plate in half. And half of what's on the plate should be vegetables. Vegetables are carbohydrate, but they're very low GL. So normally half a plate of vegetables, cooked or raw like salad, is probably 3 GLs. A quarter of the plate is protein-rich foods. So this would be, for example, the amount of fish or meat that would fit into the palm of your hand. And that leaves a quarter for the starchy carbohydrates. That's your rice, potatoes, pasta type foods. And one of the learnings in this, which doesn't take long, just 2 or 3 days, is what is 7 GLs of the starchy carbs? You've got 10 GLs, 3 is in the vegetables, 7 is left. And you can have a lot more brown rice than white rice, a lot more whole wheat pasta than white pasta, a lot more quinoa. If you chose beans of any sort or lentils as your kind of starchy carbohydrate. So, for example, we have a lovely recipe with smoked trout and pui lentils and certain vegetables. Then that's really, really low GL. So there's a little bit of learning about the serving size of the carbohydrates. And remember, again, it's low blood sugar that makes you hungry, and it's high blood sugar that puts on weight. So if you focus not on calories, not on fat, but how to stabilize your blood sugar, the natural consequence is you feel satisfied, and so you don't eat. Now, there is an extra factor, and that is supplements. There are 3 nutrients that really do work. One is chromium. And chromium is an essential mineral that is required for insulin to work. And what insulin does is it stabilizes your blood sugar. So, for example, in a recent study, gave healthy overweight women chromium supplements or placebo for 8 weeks. And those on chromium ate less, felt less hungry, craved less fat, and lost more weight than the placebos. It's cheap, it's safe, so why not do it? It makes a lot of sense. The other thing that works is called HCA. HCA, hydroxycitric acid, is found in the tamarind fruit, and it's used a lot in Thai cooking. Thai food is very good in a lot of respects, and I always say if you're going to eat out, the trick is to eat in a restaurant from the country where the people are thinnest. And that certainly works with Thai food. But when you do eat out, just have one portion of rice or noodles between two or even three of you. But the tamarind sauce contains HCA. HCA makes it harder for your body to turn excess sugar into fat. And the third thing that works is an amino acid called 5-HTP. This stands for hydroxytryptophan. Tryptophan is an amino acid from which you make serotonin. Serotonin we think of as the happy chemical in the brain. Because if your serotonin is very low, you feel sad and you crave carbohydrate. So if you're one of those people who, when you feel low, you crave carbohydrate, and when you eat carbohydrate, it makes you feel better, it's possible that you are low in serotonin. Studies giving people 5-HTP, which is the nutrient from which the brain makes serotonin, have consistently shown that it reduces appetite, again, for sweet foods and also fatty foods, and causes more weight loss. And in one of our surveys, we asked people if they'd followed the diet with or without supplements. And those who had both done the diet and taken the supplements had lost almost twice the weight of those who had just done the diet. So the two together is really, really good. Now, just in case you are wondering whether this is a doable thing, whether the foods are weird, how does it taste, and so on, I'd like to share one more story with you.
My name is Jennifer. I started the low GL diet last year, only 12 months ago, and I've lost nearly 5 stone. This is the first time in my life that I've had so much energy to play with. The actual level of my blood sugar level has leveled right out. I don't crave sweet things anymore. The recipes in the book are amazing. They give me constant energy all the time. And I'm hoping to lose another 1.5 stone and go down to single figures. It's changed my life. I will never go back to eating any other way.
So Jennifer lost 70 pounds. That's 32 kilos. And she, like so many people I speak to now, are completely happy on this diet. It's not really a diet. It just becomes your lifestyle because it makes you feel so good. And when you feel good and all your health problems start to go away and you lose weight, then it just becomes naturally what you want to do. So what I've told you is that a quantum leap has been made. We can understand that low GI diets is just a stepping stone. And a high-protein, low-fat diet, Atkins style, it's just a stepping stone. And when you put the two pieces together, that is, you look at both the quantity of carbs that you eat and the quality, that is, how fast releasing are the sugars within the carbs that you eat, you now have a low GL diet. It's a precise thing. It's easy to do. The results are really remarkable. And if you also add in appropriate supplementation, then you can get even quicker gains in health and weight loss. This is a diet that is good for kids. It's good for old people. It's good for diabetics. It's good for heart disease. It's good for reducing cancer risk. It's basically just a good diet. So if you don't need to lose weight, but just want to feel great, this is also the diet to do. You just don't have to be so strict eating 40 GLs. You can eat 60 instead. So those are a few of my top tips for losing weight easily and gaining energy. My name is Patrick Holford. The book is The Low GL Diet Bible, and we also have The Low GL Diet Cookbook. I wish you the very best of health and happiness.
Thank you for listening to our Food is Medicine podcast. To find out more about losing weight healthily, we suggest you read the Low GL Diet Bible, which is on special offer exclusively to our podcast listeners. Simply go to www.patrickholford.com/GL book to receive a 20% discount. To find out more about health and nutrition, please visit us at patrickholford.com. As well as access to a library of updated information, you can join our online club, be supported with our online programme, Find out more about our regular events and purchase books and products to help you become and stay healthy. To make sure you don't miss out on new podcasts, subscribe to the Food as Medicine podcast feed. If you have any feedback on the show, please email us at podcast@patrickholford.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Search for Patrick Holford.